Okay, so again, I'm Melanie Mouse, and I'm here with Admin. And Admin, why don't you introduce the event's theme to everyone?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. You know what? Every event we have, we've got, since we started, we've always had just a great group of people who put their time and their money and their and a ton of effort into putting on these Mousefeed events. And so, you know, ever since the beginning, I mean, 4 years ago when Mousefeed started, the first event was actually the reunion. And we had people that just kind of all just pitch in and make it happen. And this time, we had a great an awesome team. And I just wanted to announce them real quick. And if you're on the line, I'd like to introduce you, but we might not be able to pull that off technically. But anyway, starting with Sonia and Bullseye, we got Sonia and Bullseye. We got Tom, who's going to take a bunch of pictures at this year's event. LB Chica, SMK Duchess, who can't, I don't think she's going to be on the call tonight, but she was a huge help, just as everyone else was. We got Angie, KP, Melanie, of course, Sean, Grumpy Pirate Dad, and Secret Agent Angel. And so I really want to thank them because, you know, there's a lot that goes into these events, and you know they take the reins, make things happen. You know, I joke around with them a lot and tell them how horrible they all are, but they're really the best. And I hope they know that I joke with them, and I don't really think they're horrible because they're awesome. But yeah, so you know, I just want to really thank the planning team. And I also want to thank you guys, the Loungecast team, because, you know, you guys do a wonderful job putting on the podcast. Everyone loved that Halloween video you did. The YouTube video we posted. And you guys just do a great job with the Loungecast. It's not easy to do. I know you guys put a lot of work, a lot of research into it. And so I just want to thank you guys for that, too.
Well, thanks. So now we're going to do a Mousefeed birthday review, and we're going to bring in Jessica, Sonia, Rod, and then Admin or Kelly. So can I get Jessica, Sonia, and Rod to come in and tell us their Mousefeed usernames?
Sure. This is my name is Sonia, and I have like a little story here to start out with. This is actually between me and Bullseye both. From what I remember back when the meetup started about 4 years ago, I remember pretty much the same way as today. People would post meetups in the lounge for birthdays or events in the park. But the only thing back in 2009 and part of 2010, you either had an iPhone or an iPod. And for myself and Bullseye, we had iPods. So when people posted meetups in the lounge, we remember having to running to the Grand to get and look up, get to the Wi-Fi to look up our Mousefeed to see what was happening in the park. But at that time, we were still a little shy on going to meetup. But then finally in April of 2010, we finally went to our very first meetup at the Cove Bar where we have met lifelong friends.
Hey, good job, Sonia. Now I want to hear Rod's story.
That's awesome.
From the beginning. I want to hear a Bullseye story from the beginning, from when he was born.
I was with him the whole time.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, that's the great thing, too, is we've got so many people on the planning team and that are coming to the event this weekend, you know, who've just been around since the beginning. And, you know, I really appreciate that. I commented on, I think it was Dave's post today about how it's really cool to see people that have been around from the beginning who still participate 4 years later and still contribute, and it's really a cool thing to see. So now it's LB Chica's turn. I heard she has a 30-minute Mousefeed story prepared for us.
I didn't realize it was going to be that long. Sure, I can wing it.
Well, I I wrote it for you. Remember, it's the thing I wrote for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have my notes right here. I'm LB Chica. My name is Jessica, for those that don't know. My very first mouth weight meetup was actually the very first reunion get-together that Admin was talking about at the Lost Bar in, near the Disneyland Hotel. And we started out with that particular meeting close to 100 or a little bit over 100 people. And, I mean, there's people that I met at that meeting that I'm still friends with today. So it's just amazing to see how large the community has become and how close I've gotten to people. And we all have that commonality of loving, you know, Disney. It's fun to be able to get together at the parks, even outside of the parks, but going to the parks and going on rides together. And for those that have gotten together for really big meetups, I know it's really fun and funny to see cast members' faces when they ask how many are in your party and you answer 55. You know, it's nice. It's nice to be able to get together in big groups and just have a really good time.
No, I agree. So what did you think? This is an interesting question. When you went to the first meetup back at the Lost Bar, what did you think before you went?
I was nervous. I really was. I think it was because while I posted in the lounge, I didn't post too much, and I went by myself. My husband thought I was absolutely crazy meeting up with people that I didn't know. But I was really nervous, and actually the very first mouse waiter that I met, some of you might know of her, is Lacey. Lacey actually passed away 2 years ago, but she was actually the very first person that I saw and I walked up to, and she gave me the biggest hug that I've ever gotten from anybody, and my nervousness and my fears just went away, and I felt like I was meeting up with friends that I had already known for years.
Wow. Yeah, and that's how Lacey was. I mean, she was just pretty much welcomed everybody.
Yeah, Lacey was, you know, she was pissed.
She was awesome.
Yeah, wow, that's yeah, that's cool to hear, because I know, like, I was reading I went through and read a lot of the Mouseweight stories today, because I got behind on them, and I went through them, and they're really amazing, because and all of them have a few things in common. One of the things I realized was that it all contained an element of someone stepping out of their comfort zone. So just like you're talking about, you know, you're kind of nervous to go. You're like, this is weird. You know, strangers usually don't meet up together, and, you know, when they meet, like, in an online type forum. But all the stories have that same thing in common, where they didn't, you know, they figured, okay, well, I'll just try it, and they go, and they meet the nicest people who end up being their friends for, you know, for a long time. Wow, so... And yeah, I don't know if we had what, less than 100 people at that first one at the Lost Bar?
I think so. I think it was really close to 100.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot. And then I had never met anybody, I don't think. Maybe one person. I think I might have met Dave or something like that. But I didn't meet, I hadn't met anybody yet at that point.
Okay, so we have a question. How has the Mouseweight birthday bashes grown over the years?
Well, this is Sonia, and I put this little thing together for what I remember. I remember back in August of 2010, Admin submitted to Apple Mouseweight 2.0. It was developing Mouseweight's real-time, where you can access from any PC or Mac through the Internet Explorer or Safari using ISO 4. And not much later, here came Mouseweight Android 1.0. For all the Android lovers, when the Mouseweight 2.0 and Mouseweight 1.0 for Android came alive, the community grew like overnight. I remember scrolling through the lounge and seeing hundreds of new posts a day. It was amazing how fast we grew from like 200 people to over 130,000 today. Thank you, Admin, for this wonderful app that has brought so many people together.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool. And you did that. You read it exactly the way I wrote it. That was awesome.
I did research on Mousley today. I can't remember back 4 years.
Just for anyone who's listening, I'm joking, okay? This is what we do on our calls. We joke the whole time, but I didn't realize.
No, you're not. I have my script right here. Don't worry.
Yeah, I told.
I had to do my homework. No.
Yeah, I told Jessica I want to hear a lot of, a certain amount of awesomes in your story, life changing, and you know all kinds of stuff like that. But no, I didn't write any of these scripts. Okay, just so, because I didn't. Hey, you know what's cool though? I'm looking in the lounge right now. And because we're having a lounge meetup at the same time, and we've always done these in the past before events, we'll have a big lounge meetup, and this post turns into a giant post. And so what we're going to do throughout this call is we're going to go through and pick some things to answer. But of course, hold on, I'm trying to scroll through here. Well, it looks like Grumpy Pirate Dad's the only one commenting. Conversation here. So maybe I guess there is no one there. No, I'm just kidding. We've got USC Disney teacher said that he liked Sonya's story. That's awesome. And I hope he's going to be here this weekend because I haven't seen him since I think maybe the reunion. So that'd be great to see. I'm recognizing all these names. Mrs. Snooks. We got Debbie. Who's got a good question? Cause I don't know if I should answer this, the pants question from Philip. Maybe I'll skip over that one.
We'll wait for that one.
Or maybe I should say yes, please. Yes, please wear pants.
Okay. Another question. Let's tell everybody what the birthday bash is about. I know there's some people that might not exactly know what it's for or anything. If anyone wants to talk about that.
Yeah, who wants to take it? Do you want me, Jessica?
I think you can take that, Kelly.
All right. Well, yeah, Birthday Bash is simple. You know, it's just October, wow, I should know the date, huh? 19th. That was the day that it went live in the App Store almost 4 years ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday, and I was at the Grand. And it went live in the App Store, and I realized that, I have to go down there and make sure the wait times are right, because obviously there's no one going to be putting in wait times. And so I went down there, and it was like a really frantic day, but it was cool, because it took like over a year to get Mousewait actually in the App Store, and then October 19th it went live. And we kind of went down there and celebrated, and had fun at Disneyland. So every year we've had a party. We usually do two events a year. We do the reunion and we do a birthday party. And so, it's been at different places throughout the years, but, this time I'm really excited about it, being at, La Brea Bakery in downtown Disney. I think we're going to have a blast down there. But to answer your question, I don't even know if I answered your question or not, but bottom line is the birthday party celebrates Mousewait's birthday.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have one question I see right now from USC Disney teacher, and he's asking, what do you hope to do in the future in regards to Mousewait events as they grow in number year by year?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, because we kind of play it by ear every year. And we talk to the planning team and we bounce ideas off each other and try to just figure out something that's fun for everyone. It's always nice to see them, you know, grow. And you know, this time too, I like it because I wanted to have it in a place where everyone could go, whether they were blocked out or not, just so everyone can get together, and have fun. So, yeah, it just really depends. I mean, if we have a lot of people that show up this weekend, then it just opens up more opportunities for us to do different things in the future.
Venues.
Yeah. Bigger venues, that type of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think baseball, like you said, Honda Center.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so thanks, guys. Now I'm going to introduce the new Trent, who is going to be helping me host.
Hey, howdy, hey. How's it going?
Hey, Trent.
Great. Nice of you to join us.
Yeah, great to be here. Sorry for being a little late, but duty calls.
So why don't you tell us the dates for this birthday bash?
Yeah, so this year's Mousetrade Birthday Bash is this upcoming Friday, October 18th, all the way till Sunday, October the 20th. And then, obviously, the first thing to go on to happen is the Friday meetup happening on Friday, October 18th. And don't have it in front of me, but it's the Mrs. Chinook's meetup in front of the Tiki Room, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have it. Tiki Room.
In front of, I forget. But, yeah, it's happening in front of the Tiki Room on at 3 o'clock on Friday. So be sure to meet there, and we'll get our Dole Whips and go listen to Jose and Fritz and all the birds sing words and the flowers cream. So that's the first thing that happened on the Friday. And then after that, at 5 o'clock, is the Haunted Mansion Holiday and Pirates Takeover. And that's being hosted by Hidden Mickey Fanatic. And that's happening at 5 o'clock because that also happens to be a Mickey's Halloween party day. So the park's going to close at 6 o'clock for the party.
Yeah.
And I guess everybody will just move over to, like, California Adventure or something. Or, yeah, anything from there happens. So for that meetup, everybody's going to meet at the Rancho del Zocalo at the Dia de los Muertos exhibit at 5 o'clock. So if we're still with, like, the Mississinics group after the Tiki Room meetup, we can head over there.
Yep.
And then, you know, Friday is mostly like meetup day, getting to know everybody. The Saturday is when all the main stuff happens. So the first thing that happened on Saturday, October 19th, is the second annual Mousetrade Craft Fair. And to talk more about the craft fair, we have Maggie, also known as Secret Agent Angel. Maggie, are you there? Uh-huh. Well, while we wait for...
So, while we're waiting...
Come in. Yeah.
Let's see if there's any questions.
Coming in from the lounge. You see any questions?
Right. We have a question from Pickerich. He says, if you buy the tickets and there are too many mouse traders at La Brea Bakery. Pickerich is asking if you buy the tickets and...
Also, an outside venue,
But I think he's saying if you have to leave, does it take you out of the drawing if you win? Since it seems like 800 RSVP. It doesn't say, but he could be referring to raffle.
Possibly. Yeah, that's...
If they're referring to the raffle, then they have to be there. They have to attend to the raffle.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be... Winners must be present to win.
Yes.
Yeah, or else we draw a new number.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because
we're not drawing by name, we're drawing by number.
Yeah, and you have to answer your number quick or we move on.
But I could explain all that when it comes to the raffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have any more questions from the...
Not a lot of questions come in. I wish more people would ask a question.
Wow, 800 people really RSVP from Left My Heart in Wonderland. Yes, they have.
Yes. 800 people.
Yeah. Actually, they did, yeah. But don't worry, only like 20 or 30 are going to show up.
Yeah.
The event team plus five.
Yeah. It's always, one of you made a Facebook invite,
looks
like only expect half the people that said they were going to go, and then maybe we'll probably not go. So, yeah, expect half of whatever RSVP number there is.
Just stop.
Yeah, that's about.
All right.
We do have a. We actually have more time at La Brea, so we'll be able to get everyone in there, and it's a pretty big area.
I've actually never
Hi,
been
everyone.
To La Brea. It should be interesting.
Hello,
oh, Maggie. Hello,
Maggie.
Happy to join us.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Okay.
Well, I'm here to talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now that you're here, can you please explain what is the second annual Mouse Week Craft Fair? Can you please explain to the listeners what it is?
Sure. Basically, this is the second year they've had it, and it's a craft fair that's held over at the Hojo, and it's sponsored by them and Mouse Week. The person actually in charge of the whole craft fair is Chris, and she goes by Stitch Ears in the lounge. And I'm in charge of the Mouse Week booth, so I'm talking for both of us. And it's where we have so many crafty and artistic people who are on Mouse Week. So this gives them a chance to put all their different things out for sale. And a lot of people use this as their chance to go buy personal and handmade things for their family and friends, because Christmas is coming up and birthdays. And there's all kinds of things. There's printed signs by Blue Rain, and then there's knitted hats and crocheted hats and clothes and Disney skirts that are all handmade and lots of jewelry. And there's at our booth, we'll be doing face painting to raise money for some of our charities. And we'll also be selling the birthday bash buttons and the new fall buttons. And we will be having pin trading also.
Yeah, we'll talk about the pin trading at a later time. But
right.
How many, do you know exactly how many vendors are going to be?
The exact number is a little over, it's a little over 30, and that doesn't include us. So there's quite a few people coming, and she's very excited about it, and it starts at 12. It's in the parking lot. It goes till 5, and for those who are asking, it's best if you can park over at Downtown Disney or Disneyland, because the parking, it's very limited both time-wise and space-wise at the Hojo. And those who are vendors show up at 11, and they park in employee parking. And one thing she's also doing, there's a raffle there. It has nothing to do with the bash raffle. And just by coming to the craft fair, you get one ticket. And every single vendor has donated one of their items or a gift certificate. And she will be pulling names for that throughout the day.
And that's a separate thing from the, you said it was a separate raffle than from the that main event raffle, right?
Yes, and the only way you can get a ticket is by coming, and it'll have you a place for your name, and if you have to leave the craft fair, which we hope you don't, but if you have to leave right, you know, at 4 or 4:30, then they will still pull names, and if your name is drawn, you'll still get the prize.
Okay, so the winner doesn't need to be present to win that.
No.
Okay.
So if you know, if you have something to do and you only can come for an hour, come for that hour, because you could still win something besides buying a lot of some really great things.
Yeah. Okay. And I know a lot of people were asking on the lounge, but I don't think it's a specific answer you can give, but just an approximation, how much money should one bring to the craft fair? And our credit cards, are those going to be accepted as well?
Well, at our Mouse Week booth, we will do cash and credit cards. And every single vendor is different. If you look at a couple of the posts by Stitch Ears, some of the vendors have said if they take credit cards or not. And it all depends. If you really like items like this and your family loves Mouse Week gifts for Christmas, I would bring a lot of money.
bring a lot more cash than... Don't rely on your credit cards to buy stuff here, but and bring more cash. But credit cards might be accepted at some vendors. Okay, let's see. Do we have any questions in the lounge?
Hey, you know what, Trent? There's a lot of questions about wristbands. And just so real quick, I'll talk more about it later, but yeah, for wristbands, what will happen is when you get to La Brea, come see one of the people on the event team, and then we'll get you a wristband. And then we'll talk about the importance of that after, but yeah, so I think I saw a few people asking that.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up later, but thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't hurt to bring it up now. Let's see, I don't see a lot of other questions for the craft fair. So thank you, Maggie, for all the information about the craft fair.
Thanks. Hope to see everyone there.
Okay, now we're going to talk about, Melanie, did you want to talk about this?
Hey, Trent, real quick, and just so everyone knows, thank you, Maggie, for all the work you put into, setting up the booth there and doing the buttons last time, the buttons this time. She puts a lot of work into that stuff and a lot of her own money, and she does a great job. So thanks, Maggie.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Maggie.
Thanks.
Okay. Good job. Okay, so.
It's fun.
Okay, so moving on to the, so Maggie, I brought it up earlier about the pin trading and stuff at the craft fair. So at the Mouseway booth, there going to be a little seminar about pin trading and Vitalmation and stuff like that. And here to talk about that is Sean, also known as Grumpy Pirate Dad. Sean, how's it going?
Hey, good evening. Great. How are you?
I'm good. So can you tell us about this event that's going on?
Sure. Hello, Mouseway. Grumpy Pirate Dad here. Do you ever wonder what a scrapper is? A jumbo, a spinner, a slider? Is that a cast lanyard, a cast exclusive, or a hidden Mickey pin? Do you know the difference between limited edition and limited release? Urban series, park series, or make your own? Visit the Mouseway Craft Fair this Saturday between 2:30 and 5 p.m. in the parking lot of the Howard Johnson in Anaheim. Our very own pin trading guru, Baseball Mickey CM, will be there to answer all of your questions while hosting the Mouseway Pin Trading and Vinylmation event. Whether you are a novice, intermediate trader, or a shark, you are invited to come on down to the parking lot of the Howard Johnson in Anaheim and trade with fellow Mousewaiters. You just might find your holy grail. That's this Saturday at the Mouseway Craft Fair in the parking lot of the Howard Johnson of Anaheim, 2:30 to 5 p.m. See you there, and happy trading.
Cool.
See you guys.
That was loud. Really good. Thank you for
good
that.
Good job. Good job, Sean.
Oh, I'll say.
Just to clarify, I was talking about Maggie, Sean absolutely really doesn't do anything for us on the event team. We are glad to have Sean for the first
absolutely
time.
Absolutely.
First time ever. You always remember.
First time ever.
First time.
Yeah, Sean was got to be on some of the most fun Skype calls probably in his entire life, I would think.
I didn't even know what Skype was before Mouseway.
See? It was great to have you on the team for the first time, and I was just messing with you. You did a lot.
All right, so that encourages everybody to bring their pins and Vinylmations and stuff like that to the event to show off what you guys have and if it's all legit or not. I don't know if you want to do this too, but I'll also encourage people to bring their, if they have the Disney Infinity Power Discs, why not bring those also? Because that can be, they encourage people to trade those as well. So that can be a good opportunity to trade that stuff if people have that. But
and bring your virtual pins and stickers too.
Oh yeah, virtual pins and stickers. Those are going to be.
You can trade those too.
Eligible to trade too. Anything. If you have anything to trade, you want to do like a barter system, we can do that. Any questions in the lounge? USC Disney teacher wants to know how much the Mouseway pin is. The button. How much is that going to cost? Is there a cost to it?
Oh, maybe
that'd
Maggie.
Be Maggie.
That one.
That's a Maggie question? She's still there?
Yes. Maggie?
Okay.
I think we might have lost her.
Oh, if she's not there, then does anybody else know?
I am here. I have my mute on.
Oh, okay. Well, can you tell us how much the button is going to cost for the mouse weight?
Oh, thanks, because I was just trying to type that. We're going to have the small buttons that are the same size as before, and you have four designs to choose from this time, all different colors. They're $6. Then we have large buttons, and the large buttons are mostly photo buttons, and there will be photos I either take of you at the time or other photos you give me, and those are 10. Those are the bigger buttons. And then we're going to have little mirror compacts, and we're not sure yet on those, but they'll probably be about $7 or $8.
And those are going to be, like, fully customizable with your mouse weight name or any name you want on it. And
what are we doing about the name?
Right. We have four designs that have the Birthday Bash logo and then your username. And then we have one that's like a fall design, and that's
cool.
The same mouse weight logo, your username. And then the photo buttons are, like I said, any photo. And all. We had technical difficulties getting them linked, so if anything, I'll just be posting photos of them so everyone will know what we'll have, and we're hoping we have start orders tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds really cool. So thank you for that, Maggie.
Thanks.
Okay, so let me... Any other questions about pin trading or the craft fair? Okay. Looks like no more questions for this stuff. So thank you, Sean and Maggie, for telling us about the pin trading and vinyl trading and the craft fair and all that stuff. Now we're going to talk about...
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So after all that stuff, so at 5 o'clock the craft fair is over. 5 o'clock also starts the time of the main event, which is being held at the La Brea Bakery on Saturday, October 19th. And to talk about that a little bit more, I don't know how much we talked about it because I came in late, but to talk more about it is, of course, our very own admin, Kelly. And, how much have we talked about the main event?
Not much yet, Trent. So I'll go through it really quick. Basically, I'm really excited that La Brea Bakery is partnering with us to do the Mouse Weight Birthday Bash because it's the ideal location. It's really the perfect location for a meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're right there in the middle of everything. I mean, you're right there in downtown Disney. I mean, we got steps from the front gate.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been really accommodating. I mean, they're doing everything they can to accommodate us. They're bringing in extra tables, extra chairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all that stuff. And so what they're doing as well is they're giving us 15%. So 15% off of pretty much everything. And I believe that's everything except alcohol, because I think that's some kind of California law.
No point in going then.
Yeah. what happens is, I don't know if you haven't been to La Brea, when you go in, on the left side is the express side, which is one menu. On the right side, you can sit down and eat, which is a different menu. And they also have like a bar in the background where you can, it's kind of in the same place as on the right side where the restaurant is. And so, what you need to do is when you get there, see someone from the event team, and then we'll get you a wristband. And so what happens is any place that you order, whether it's a sit-down restaurant or the express side or even the bar, it would all count toward our buyout. And I just wanted to reiterate that there's no cost to get in or anything like that. So the event's totally free. And what I did was I just negotiated a buyout with them, and so as a result of that, we have to hit a minimum for food. But in return, we're going to have the entire patio is closed just to us. And so we have the entire patio to ourselves. We have dedicated servers that are going to help us out and bring food out to us and things like that. And so that's the purpose of the wristband. The purpose of the wristband is when you order, then that's how they know to count it towards Mouse Weight. And in addition to that, what we're doing is we're doing a special raffle item. And so it's a $100 Disney gift card. And for every $10 you spend at La Brea, then you get one entry into the raffle. And so all you do is you bring your receipt and you show it to whoever's running that with the event on the event team, and then they'll give you a ticket based on your receipt. And then when we draw the raffle numbers at the end, we'll draw that specific prize, and someone will win a $100 gift card. So
cool. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And so
exciting.
The wristband just gets given to you when you walk in the door, and you have to tell them you're with Mouse Weight, or is the whole thing going to be like blocked off for us?
Yeah, it's going to be at the door, because what's going to happen is, I don't know, they're not going to block off the entire restaurant for us. It's really just the patio and the express side.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so, what you want to do is when you first get there, we'll have someone in the front, and then we'll do the wristbands. And really the only person that needs a wristband is the person that's going to be ordering food. So you don't need to get them.
What if you want to be cool?
That's not required.
What if you want to be one of the cool kids with a wristband? Can I still get a wristband anyway?
Oh. Yeah, you could. I'll sell some to you. How about that?
Oh, okay. Oh wait.
I'll give you a deal. Normally they're $50, but I'll give them to you for like 10.
Okay, I'll take it. any deal I can take.
No, since you are the host of the Loungecast, you get one for free.
Oh, yes.
Along with the medical benefits that I give you for being on the Loungecast team.
Oh, the medical benefits, all of the.
Yeah. You didn't know about that?
For being a Loungecast host. Well, I just found out about it, so.
Yeah. But,
okay, so,
did I miss anything?
No, wristbands, raffles, we'll talk more about the raffle in a second, but, 5 to 9 p.m. at the La Brea Bakery, you talked about the wristband for it, we talked about the prize, let's think to a couple of things over here. Mickey Fanatic wants to be seating for approximately 800 people.
Oh, I missed most of that. I heard 800 something.
Will 800 people be able to fit inside of the La Brea Bakery?
No, but we have it from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and so what usually happens at these events? I remember we had a reunion in the picnic area one time, and usually what happens is people come in waves, like at different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mrs. Snooks was actually asking if she can go early and save a seat at La Brea.
That's a good question. You can definitely go early because it'll be closed off to us starting at about 4 o'clock. And, of course, they're serving things, obviously they're serving food and everything the whole time. So, as far as saving seats, I don't know if I should get into that one because that might be I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing in itself, saving seats for people. I mean, there are 800 people coming, so. Another question is from Missy Mouse, another host of the Loungecast. She wants to know, where did she sign up for her medical benefits?
Hey, Missy Mouse. Well, I noticed you posted a comment and you said something about Trent and Melanie being awesome, but you said nothing about me. So I don't know if you're.
Oh, no benefit for her.
So yeah, that's the way it goes. We're in a tough economy right now. That's the way it goes.
Only enough for the good host. I hear you saying.
Only enough for the ones that kiss up. Good enough.
Okay. Lots of that. Okay. Okay.
Like
so,
Sean. That's why Sean gets benefits.
Okay. So we're gonna move on to the talk about the raffle now. We had touched on it earlier, and to talk more about the raffle is Sonia once again.
Hello.
Hi,
how
Sonia,
is everybody?
How are you? Good.
Okay. So,
tell us about the raffle.
Okay.
I just wanted to shout out and say thank you for everybody sending these wonderful donations that I've seen through the mail. I can't believe all the generosity that we have out in this community. I just wanted to give a little shout out for everybody on that. It's just
awesome.
Oh yeah,
awesome. They definitely deserve it. Lots of good stuff that's being donated to the raffle out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you very much too. Thank you to everyone who donates. It's really awesome to see, you know, throughout the whole, you know, throughout all of our events. But yeah, it's really awesome and humbling to see the gifts that come in, the donations. So thank you.
Okay, so I just want to let everybody know that the tickets will be sold at the main event, and the ticket prices are, they're going to be sold as either $1 each, 12 for 10, 25 for 20. Winners must be present to win. Items including tickets, these are the raffle items that people have donated so far, have been tickets to the Mickey Halloween party, a pair of Mickey's ears from Club 33, Disney gift cards, unique artwork, gift baskets, and more. We'll be selling the tickets from 5 to 7 on Saturday, and the raffle will start around 7.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to try to post the raffle items on the lounge on Friday so people can view the wonderful gifts that we received for this birthday bash.
Oh, cool. So
and,
get a little preview of what we can win.
Yeah, also, I still want to let everybody know that I'll be going to the Hojo Thursday evening and pick up the final donations. I'm going to be going there Thursday to pick up the gifts and also Saturday around 12. So if you haven't still been able to get your donation in, you have until Saturday till noon to get your donation in for the raffle for Saturday night.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was a question I was just about to ask, if it was too late to donate to the raffle. So,
I'm going to be going to the craft fair just to look, so I figured I'd give everybody until at least noon on Saturday. So, you know, that would be the final time that they could get it over to Hojo.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't know if anybody has any questions they want to ask or...
Nothing about the raffle just yet, but I did have a question I wanted to ask. Is like raffle has become one of the big things to look forward to at the the big Mouseweight meetup. So how has this grown over the years of Mouseweight? Why has it become such a big event?
Well, see, that's kind of hard for me to say, Trent, because I've only been doing this raffle for the last year. This is my second year. So it's hard for me to say that. I haven't been always in, you know, doing the raffle. So that would be something that would have to be from one of the event teams that might be able to answer that have been doing it longer than I have.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's everything that we donate goes to the proceeds to Mouseweight. So, I mean, that just makes us even grow even bigger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so the money that gets raised at the raffle, that all goes back to supporting Mouseweight, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's not going towards some, like, Mouseweight building fund.
No.
Okay. All right. Another question is there an unlimited number of raffle tickets, or how many raffle tickets are there going to be sold?
No, you could buy as many as you'd like.
Okay, but is there, like, a chance that could run out of tickets?
Yes. I know at one of our reunions that we had at the picnic area, we actually did run out of tickets.
Okay.
So get there. Everybody needs to get there early so they can get their raffle tickets.
Yes, get there ASAP. I'm trying to see if there's any other questions on. Yeah. Nothing else for the raffle just yet. Okay.
Oh, Missy Mouse asked, is it too late to donate for the raffle?
Yeah, we
answered
that one already. Yeah, we answered.
She was listening. She would know we answered.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
Someone's paying attention.
You guys really answered that while I'm sitting here and I didn't hear it?
Yeah. and we're not going to repeat it, so too bad.
Okay.
Recording.
That's exactly what I do on the event team calls. I won't listen for 20 minutes, and they still get it all planned.
There we go.
But But hey, but Sonia, thank you for everything you've done for the route. I don't know if you guys know this, but Sonia and Bullseye have been around for a long time. They started out where you'd see these both of them running around the parks with two iPads. They were one of the first ones, actually, who had iPads that would go around entering wait times on their iPads. And they'd enter them just, they'd cruise the park over and over again, keeping the wait times accurate. And so, you know, thank you, Sonia and Bullseye, for everything you guys do for Mouse Weight. And, you know, I really appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome.
No, that, no problem.
I concur. And so, thank you, Sonia, for talking about the raffle.
Now we're moving on to cake contest.
Cake.
And to talk about the cake contest is Jessica, a.k.a. LB Chica. Jessica, are you here?
I am. Cake, everybody's favorite subject, cake.
Yes.
Okay.
Cake.
So, for those that haven't had the opportunity to see the update to SMK's, actually, admin post about the cake contest, SMK added an update. We are now accepting cupcakes as entries. We did get a couple of questions about that, and we got feedback that not allowing the cupcakes at first was kind of holding some people back. So we discussed it as a team and decided that we were going to go ahead and allow cupcakes to be entered as well. So with that being said, our theme is attractions and cake. We're going to have two categories, best use of theme and cupcakes. Okay? We do have a couple of rules. We do ask that all entries be pre-registered, and you do have until this Friday at 5 o'clock to submit your entry. There's a link to the entry form on the post that admin had put into the lounge in regards to the contest itself. It does have to be cake, okay? It does have to be cake. Make sure that it's baked and that it is homemade. All of the entries do have to arrive at La Brea by 5 o'clock on Saturday, please. Make sure that if you are submitting a cake or cupcakes that you do label it with a cake name and a brief description of how you did on the theme attractions and cake. Although this is a fun contest, we do want to remind everybody, please do not intimidate any fellow bakers. And no, sorry, no bribing the judges, guys. Judges cannot enter either. I was a little bummed about that one, but, you know, I'll deal with it.
Because it's so hard judging a cake contest. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the horror.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's going to be tough. Okay, all competitors will be awarded a special virtual pin. In addition to that, winners in each category will receive a Deadliest Cake-Off Competitor Winner virtual pin, a Disney gift card, and best of all, bragging rights.
Cute.
I have a question, Jessica.
Yes.
she hesitated. She is not sure she wants to take this question. How exactly do you intimidate another baker? Like, is that like when you talk trash to them, or like
yes.
You get in their face and you throw it? Like how?
In their batter.
So I would say no direct messaging anybody. You know, intimidating them that way via text, in person, comments in the lounge. You know, let's just keep in mind that this is all about fun and celebrating Mouse Weight.
I'm just messing, but wouldn't that make it more fun though? If people were talking trash like at the contest, you know what I mean?
Oh, I agree, but you know these are the rules.
I have a question too. I have a question.
Okay.
Are there going to be leftovers?
No.
I doubt that. What kind of question is that?
We have a question. What time is the judging going to happen?
I don't think we've put a set time on it. I think we'd have to ensure that everybody does have their entries delivered, you know, by 5 o'clock, set everything up. So I'm sure that's something that we'll continue to discuss offline. And then we'll probably, once we have a set time, we'll probably post that on the original post that admin had put up in regards to the contest itself.
All right, sounds good. Any other questions?
There is a question about the raffle. And Kelly, I'm going to let you answer this one. Kara's questioning out there that she can win via FaceTime.
Well, if it's anyone else, then yes. But if it's Kara, then no.
Okay. Thank you.
No, is she serious?
She posted it on the lounge.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I have no answer for that.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica.
Everyone, I'm looking at these Skype comments, and all they say is "move on, move on."
Yep.
They're trying to tell me to shut up.
Now
you
we're
guys,
moving
this isn't
on.
Like, this isn't 60 Minutes. This isn't like we're not doing cable news here. You guys better watch it in that Skype file, because I'm watching you now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Everyone's quiet.
Okay.
All right. So next, we have Angelica here to talk about her Jungle Cruise meetup, a.k.a. Mini Mini. So, Angelica, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Hi, this is Angelica, a.k.a. Mini Mini. Hi to everyone who's listening. Me and KP, just call me KP, we will be hosting the Last Boat Jungle Cruise meetup for all those late night owls who will be at the park after the birthday event. So we will be standing off to the side of the Jungle Cruise entrance at about 11:45 p.m. We will wait 14 minutes for any Brave Mouse waiter to join us. At 11:59, we get in line. I hope to see some new mouse waiters and meet some new mouse waiters, and I hope to see some old friends. And this should be really fun, so please join us as we explore the dark jungle on the Jungle Cruise for the very last boat ride. I really hope to see everybody there. I hope I'm not, me and KP aren't the only ones there.
You probably will be.
Nobody's brave enough.
I'm just kidding.
Should the event team will be there.
Good job, Angelica.
Ta-da.
Hey, you did a great job too, by the way, on the last ride takeovers we did at the reunion.
Oh, thanks.
UNKP.
I had help.
That was a lot of fun. No, that was a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Jessica remembers this, right? When at the first reunion, right, at the Lost Bar, after that we did ride takeovers, and for the first time for a lot of people, first time for me really to do ride takeovers. And until you've really done that with a big group of people, you really don't know what you're missing. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, man, yeah.
Let's hope everybody can make it. That's not blocked.
But, yeah. But,
Mouse
Wade,
my takeovers
you guys are great at that.
Yeah, Mouse Wade, my takeovers are some of the best, like, ride experiences that I've ever been a part of. Like, they're just
crazy. Especially Jungle Cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Jungle Cruise is fun. So what's your favorite, Trent? What's your favorite attraction takeover?
My favorite one was the pirate one that we did. Was it last birthday?
That was great.
Two
last
birthdays
reunion?
Ago? Oh, yeah. Was it
the third reunion? The third
we had, like,
reunion.
80 people, and we caught the dinner roll. How long
ago
was that?
Yes, that was our boat.
Oh, my God. That felt like so long ago, though.
That was a good one.
But, yeah, that was probably my favorite, like, takeover experience. All right. So, cool. We have no more questions on the Jungle Cruise meetup. Sunday, you know, Sunday would probably just be like a whatever day. Any last second meetup want to happen. Yeah. And anybody is welcome to make a meetup at any time. So any more meetups can be made at any time. So everyone is welcome to make a meetup. Everyone is encouraged to make meetups. Make new friends. Not a bad idea.
Okay. So that's a great I'm glad you remembered that. That's a great, I'm glad you remember to say that.
Yeah, there's a whole land dedicated to meetups, so why not use it? Okay, so again, thank you, Angelica, for telling us about your meetup. And
Yeah, let's see if there are any more questions that we just missed. I think there are a lot.
Roll on.
Yeah, let's go to the lounge.
Yeah, Tower Terror meet up on Sunday? Why not? Sure, it's done. Tower
go
Terror
ahead.
Meet up on Sunday. Don't know what time yet, but it'll happen.
That's cool. I see Karen here saying that, yes, I'm serious about winning via FaceTime. I think we should charge her more, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. Hidden Mickey Fanatic wants the cake. Let's see here. What else do we have?
Wants the cake. Oh, KP wants us to mention that for the La Brea Bakery, when you're looking for the event teams, they will all have event team on the backs of our shirts, so you can find this.
Oh, yeah. So birthday bash related related T-shirts with event team on the back. That's who to look for.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, I noticed a lot of people are asking about name tags.
Oh, yeah. So are we going to give out name tags?
Well, I was wondering, if the wristbands were wide enough, couldn't we put our mouth weight names on the wristbands?
Oh, that's not as visible as a name tag, though.
You know, if we had, like, a Sharpie, we could just put it on there?
Yeah, possibly.
We could have to look at Freeman's wrists.
I know. That was just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good question, though, because, a lot of people have buttons with their names on it, but I know everyone doesn't. So, yeah, maybe we'll bring some name tags or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. And when we give them the wristbands, there'll be name tags there they can fill out.
No, that's a good idea. I just want to tell everyone, too, who's listening and who's going to listen to this recorded, that, you know, I just really want to encourage you to, you know, step out of your comfort zone and try, you know, come to the birthday bash and meet new people. Everyone's super nice. And, you know, that's if you look in the lounge and you see, go read those Mouthwait stories and look at the friendships that have been made over the years and realize that a lot of it started when, a lot of those relationships and friendships started at a meetup just like this. And so, you know, there's still time to make plans. And so if you know, it's not too late to, you know, come down there on Saturday and meet everybody and, you know, you won't regret it.
Trying to see if there are any last minute questions on here before we end the call. Don't see any more questions. So, I think that about wraps up. That about wraps up the conference call. So, first, I want to thank everybody for being on the call. I want to thank the whole event team. I want to thank Admin Kelly for letting us host this event call, getting out all the information to everybody. So thank you, event team, and thank you, Kelly. I want to thank our sponsors, the Howard Johnson of Anaheim, for being our platinum sponsor and for hosting this year's Mouseweight Craft Fair. And, again, for more information on everything Mouseweight Birthday Bash, Mouseweight Birthday Bash weekend, you can always go to mouseway.com and look for the post there.
For admin.
And, admin's post there. That'll work out there. And, that about does it. Thank you again, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for listening, for calling in. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you, Trent and Melanie, for hosting. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
I'll be waiting for my check in the mail.
Yeah, you know, your future's questionable, but you did great tonight.
Thank you. Okay. I also want to thank Kevin for being on the other side of this call and helping organize everything on the technical end. So thank you, Baseball Mickey.
Definitely.
And that about does it for the Mouseweight Birthday Bash conference call. Until next time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
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 See ya. Bye.